83.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Cullen. Appreciate you joining me. I'm going to start out today with a panel discussion with a number of our favorite guests: Marshall Barrel, co-founder, co-portfolio manager of the Encompass Fund, daily guest on our show, Rick Ackerman. Rick is a newsletter writer and very, very active on the internet with his website, Rick's Picks. Rob Gray, who is vice president of Exeter Resources. Myself and Corey, we're going to start out talking about, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn the mic over to Rick Ackerman, because Rick just really, really doesn't understand what's going on. Rick, tell us why.
Well, I do understand it. It's a function of it goes back to the old saying, don't fight the Fed. And as much as I've wanted to fight it over the 40 years of my trading life, I'm just learning that nothing really matters except the Fed. And that's probably more true now than it's ever been. You know, we've just seen a period of Q2 earnings come out over the last 3 weeks. And they've been horrible. Some of the biggest companies in the world, Microsoft, Google, they've all been reporting very dour numbers, to say the least. And we also have a full point increase in the mortgage rate. And yet this market, at worst, is just kind of scuttling sideways, waiting to go higher. So if this is the worst that can happen, the market basically goes into very severe headwinds of bad news, bad earnings news, and now the imminent downturn in housing, then it seems there's little hope that we're ever going to get a rational discounting of reality. The market will just continue higher based on its obsessive concern with Federal Reserve policy.
Now, Rob, I wanted to throw it over to you next, because you had an interesting comment that dealt with the revised GDP numbers, that they were actually revised down. However, the markets are starting to go up. Can you comment on this?
I was talking, you know, part of my job is talking with investors and brokers, fund managers, and we were talking about that today, and they're scratching their head. I mean, is it because it's August, or is it because people just, you know, do what the Fed wants it to do? I can't figure it out. I mean, I'm surprised, like Rick is, on this. I was saying, you know, to people that I know, I was expecting Q2 earnings to be not very good, and they haven't been, but I expected the market to come down a bit, not go up. And every day you wake up and you turn on TV, the market's up. Now, the market might be up on smaller volume. Is that because of what's going on, or is it because of summer? I don't know.
You know, interestingly enough, I got up this past Wednesday morning, July 31st, just to kind of take a peek as to what was going on. I was particularly interested in the gold market, which at the time that I saw the headlines coming out of the various news services, gold was going down precipitously. That did last Wednesday. That did reverse itself. But what I thought was interesting is the GDP numbers came out, and the GDP numbers were not particularly good. The employment numbers came out. The employment numbers weren't particularly good. I was glancing at a chart that Dr. Bud Conrad, the chief economist for Casey Research, had sent me in preparation for his visitation on our show, which will be, by the way, in the last segment of this hour. And it's very, very interesting. You know, there's a very, very strong correlation right now between a decrease in GNP and an increase in the Dow. I mean, go figure. Marsh, what do you think about that, Bud?
Well, I think what's happening is, and as Rick said, for as long as any of us have been in the business, and for most of us on this call, you know, in this roundtable, it's a couple decades or more, and it has been don't fight the Fed. And that's still the case, and it's even more so these days because the market just follows every statement or perceived statement or perceived action by the Fed and Chairman Bernanke, and it is don't fight the Fed. And secondly, what we've seen, and it continues to happen, and it mystifies many people who look at other things such as fundamentals, is there's a desire for income on the part of investors, and that is has come over the last year or two and continues to come from the large capitalization, dividend-paying stocks, which are the S&P 500 companies, the Dow industrial companies, and they are continuing to get the money flow. They are continuing, whether it's the stocks or the funds that invest in the stocks or the ETFs that invest in those companies, they're getting the fund flow. Those prices are going up. The market continues to climb that proverbial wall of worry, which is another long-term the theorem. The market doesn't do what most people think it's going to do or want it to do. Right now, it's climbing the wall of worry. It's also right now belying the idea of sell in May and go away. If you sold in May, you're missing all-time highs of the major indices, which are made up of the large cap dividend paying stocks. And that's what continues to happen. And the small cap ones, particularly in the resource area, unfortunately, aren't participating. And neither are the large cap stocks in the resource area, because people are just focused elsewhere.
Now, Marsh, I agree with you that the resource industry really isn't getting any of the limelight in terms of investment or new investment dollars coming in. But now maybe to turn it over to you, Rick, do you think this can change on simply one Fed announcement, or is this going to be a long-term change that we have to look for?
Well, if anything, the story that resource investors have to buck right now is the slowdown in China. So whatever the resource-based investment has endured over the past several months, you're probably looking at things to get worse before they get better if China is in fact slowing at the rate that is being not so much reported as talked about in the blogosphere. So I think that if I were tracking one commodity to keep on top of it, it would be copper. It's a very basic indicator for, let's say, Chinese demand for raw materials. And, of course, we know copper has been in a pretty nasty downtrend for some time. And I'm not looking for it to break out of a bear market that essentially began around mid-2011. Anyway, I just see no bottom for copper, and it's a very good, very accurate telling reflection of slowdown of China's industrial economy.
You know, I guess China is a very, very interesting wild card in this particular discussion. You know, there's talk about real estate problems over there. There's talk about debt problems over there. There's talk about a slowdown in the economy for various reasons. I really have to wonder sometime, do we really know what is going on in China? It's there. The news flow out of there is so minuscule. Anybody got any comments on that one?
That's true, and there's people that question the numbers and question how the numbers are derived. There's also people that question the numbers that come out of the United States government, whether it's consumer price index, employment, unemployment, whatever it is. There's people that question it and have their doubts, but the fact of the matter is that's the best available information that we have. Presumably it's correlated or it's calculated on an ongoing, basically consistent basis. So that's what people look at and that's what they rely on, unless you want to go to an independent source that calculates things in a different way. And that's not what most people are looking at.
No, it is.
Excuse me, or paying attention to.
Yeah. Yeah, Corey, you may want to have that discussion with Valentine from the paper over in New York who specializes in China. Ladies and gentlemen, got to take a real quick commercial break here. Stick around. I'm going to be right back with our esteemed panel.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
On air, online, and on demand. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second segment on the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. You know, I want to switch over to politics a little bit here. I received a very, very interesting email from actually a number of friends up here in the northwestern United States pertaining to the 28th Amendment. The 28th Amendment states that Congress shall make no law that applies to the citizens of the United States that does not apply equally to the senators and or representatives, and Congress shall shall make no law that applies to the senators and or representatives that does not apply equally to the citizens of the United States. Funny, funny, funny. That smacks right in the face of what's going on right now with Obamacare, in that our elected officials do not have to take part in it, but yet everybody else does. So far, by the way, the governors of 35 states have voiced their opinion to the U.S. government in the form of a suit that this is not constitutional and they simply cannot do it. I'm going to start out with a quote-unquote tongue-in-cheek liberal in the crowd. Marsh, what do you think about all of this?
To me, personally, you know, there's a lot of merit in those arguments, but from an investing standpoint, I think, you know, it remains interesting, but not of a primary interest or concern. You know, it's going to take a long time for that to play out one way or another. And in the meantime, from an investment standpoint, it's neither here nor there, because it's too long range as to what's going to happen and when it's going to happen for me to base investment decisions on at this point in time. Others may view it differently, but I think it's just too much of a long-term iffy proposition to utilize investment-wise. Politically or personally, that's another matter.
Now, Rick, turning it over to you, I know that you have some comments on this topic, both personally and from an investment standpoint. Can you share those with us?
Sure. I agree with Marshall that there are no investable implications here. But if you take we've seen a lot of attempts to amend the Constitution go down, mainly because it's very difficult to add an amendment to the Constitution. It requires a process that's almost impossible to achieve, to complete. But in this case, I think this 28th Amendment is actually going to sail through, because the support for it is the flip side of the 11% approval rating that Congress is now getting. They're actually outdoing even the press in unpopularity. So Al mentioned that Congress has not subjected itself to Obamacare, but there are other things as well that have been sort of going out there in the blogosphere in the form of letters that talk about the Congressional Retirement Plan. Of course, they do a lot better for themselves than the rest of us do with Social Security. And there's really an issue of fairness here that I think a 28th Amendment would address. It goes back to something that Holman Jenkins wrote about in the Wall Street Journal last week. It's called the dog food concept. The idea, having begun at Microsoft in the 1980s, when a few developers there got the brilliant idea that if they were going to develop good software, that they should experience their own product, and they called that eating dog food. So I think it's time for Congress to eat a little dog food too. It'll be better for us all, even if it's not an investment proposition.
Robbie, coming from a Canadian, you think Congress should be eating a little dog food right now, man, in the United States?
Well, if you're selling a product and you don't believe in the product, why are you selling the product? So they should be involved in it. Now, is it just one of these things they just got so busy and it was so quick? Or did they actually do this so they could have a better opportunity than everyone else? That's the question. You know. And coming back to investing, you know, it's not really out there for the mainstream. You know, I don't think average person in a coffee shop, if you ask them this, they'll go, what are you talking about? Aren't they in it? I thought they would be.
See, Rob, you bring up a very good point there, where I think the news just doesn't cover this as closely as it should. Are there any other parts of Congress that don't support what's being passed through the government today?
That's an easy question, in the sense that right now, obviously, there's some real disagreement between the House and the Senate, but I am seeing a bit of rolling over going on certainly in the conservative side of the aisle. You look at what you look at some of the things that Christie is saying right now, as opposed to some of the things that his fellow Republican Rand Paul is saying right now, they're pretty much at odds with each other. But I think that you'd have to say that most of this stuff is really not agreed upon by the majority of our elected officials, and I think that the only reason that a number of our elected officials are agreeing on this is it's simply in their best interest to do so. They may totally disagree, but come on, they want to get reelected, and unfortunately, the name of the game of government in the United States is simply a matter of I want to keep my job, and I got to tell you, I think that's very, very sad. And that brings up another really interesting point. And I am a firm believer in term limits. You know, we have a number, Corey. We have a number of people on our forum who are just adamant about term limits. Well, I pretty much feel the same way. Marshall, being a dyed-in-the-wool liberal San Franciscan, you probably don't agree with me, do you?
There must be another Marshall on the line if you're yeah. talking about a dyed-in-the-wool liberal. but certainly many people in San Francisco are dyed-in-the-wool liberals or worse. But I think you mentioned a couple things that are definitely the case, and that is that politicians of all stripes and on whichever aisle, both sides of the aisle, are these days increasingly where they talk about the libertarian views, maybe it's three or four sides of the aisle. Their primary interest is their own reelection, and I agree with you that it's extremely unfortunate from the standpoint of the country or the state or the city. I also agree that term limits looks very attractive, and I believed in them and supported them when they were being voted on in California, which is my home state. Unfortunately, it hasn't worked out all that well. Now you find the politicians moving from one job to another when their term limits come up, and now they just keep moving around and from one job to another. Present governor, because he served his first two terms as governor before term limits came in, is now governor, but in the meantime he's been attorney general, mayor of Oakland, and maybe one or two other positions, and they just move around. It used to be you only moved up the political ladder, if you will. Now they move up and down the political ladder just to stay employed and on the public payroll. And that has, in my opinion, term limits hasn't worked out. Having said that, it's still beneficial, and we'll see what happens going down the road with term limits.
Marshall, I think you got a really good point there. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back to continue this discussion.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Corlin.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why Smart Patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We are continuing our roundtable discussion here with Al, myself, Corey Fleck, Marshall Barrel, Rick Ackerman, and Rob Gray. Now, Rob, you had some interesting comments coming from a Canadian perspective on term limits. Can you share those with us, please?
Yeah, I'm happy to, Corey. Here in Canada, we do not have term limits. The only term limits we have is for our senators who are not elected. They're appointed by a party. The prime minister is the one who appoints it. It's usually by party, and they work there. That's the only things we have. To go back to politics, I don't care where you are in the world, a politician just wants to get elected. And it doesn't matter if you're in the United States, Canada, Europe, Asia. I don't know of a politician that all they want to do is get elected. So I could see how term limits could help in Canada. I have no problem with term limits. I think a two-term president makes sense. But I think to Marshall's point is correct. These guys have a job. They are politicians. That's what they do. So they might be governor, and then there's something else, and then they do something else, and this is what they do for a living. You know, no one else gets new blood in there and new ideas. So I don't know how you change that.
Well, I think you do so by way of term limits. Just in line with what Al said, if I were to pick one thing that could occur in this country that really has the most potential to change things for the better, it would be term limits. It's probably the single most effective way that we could pull the government out of the rut of dysfunction, corruption, and inbredness that makes it go nowhere, makes us all go nowhere. The unfortunate problem is that it's a very hard issue to bring up to a bubble, considering who has to vote on it. You know, it's a little bit different from California politics because the seniority system that gives someone like Harry Reid veto power over pretty much anything is what would be destroyed with term limits, and I think that would be the important piece of a term limit rule. It would disrupt the seniority system that basically ensconces certain politicians in positions where they can just single-handedly affect things that really make life worse for us all. So I think it would work at the national level, and it's just a question of, again, bringing it to a boil.
I think at no time in history, in the history of our country, the United States, has it been more obvious that the actions of the government are truly, truly integral in people's investment decisions. And the reason I say that is because it's something that we chatted about going back, you know, going back a couple of segments, but the investment decisions of people, many, many people in the United States, really center around one thing, and that is, what are the actions of the government going to be? You know, if the Federal Reserve Bank, for example, takes one road, that's going to have one very, very serious implication on investing. If they take another road, that's going to have a very opposite implication on investment decisions. I mean, at no time in the history of the United States have the actions of the government affected investing so much. I mean, fundamentals, as we discussed earlier, basic economic/financial fundamentals have been thrown out the window for the time being. Obviously, the market always wins. It's going to come back. Fundamentals will come back, and they'll come back with a vengeance and make a difference. But right now, boy, I really question the importance of fundamental values. Anybody want to comment on that?
Fundamental values are important, and as you say, should, if history is any indication, come back more into the front than they are. On the other hand, maybe they remain to somewhat of a lesser degree because of the nature of the world these days, and that's primarily communications and electronics and technology, which is changing a lot of things, changing the way we watch TV, the way we get our news, our information flow, and the speed, the rapidity with which from an investment standpoint, investors can act, push a computer key, and you're in, you're out with hundreds of thousands of shares or millions of dollars, as the case may be.
Marshall, you know, I agree with you that technology really has changed some of the fundamentals around investing just because the world is now open to all of our investments. And touching back on what Al was saying earlier on the government really changing what's going on in the market, there's no denying that $85 billion pumped into the market changes really the fundamental demand side because that is just built-in demand. And I read an article recently that said the Fed never intended to really change day-to-day market manipulation or movement. And Rick, maybe you have a comment on this, but to me it seems like the Fed has gotten so involved in the markets that it is creating this false market, and any tapering or any step backwards is going to have a severe impact.
Well, I think the irony of all these technologies that give us the ability to do our own trading and investing are lost in a bigger picture that suggests that the whole investment sphere has been professionalized. You know, we have, just as we rely on professional politicians to somehow steer the ship, as investors, we have totally ceded our control of the market, our opinions, and even the, you know, day-to-day investment decisions to professionals. And one of the things that's brought that about is that it's just so darn hard to beat the market. So you think that the professionals will, and even though the statistics tell us all the time that the professionals aren't beating the averages either, we continue to trust our money to these investment pros. What that means is that even though we sort of look at a reality that the housing market is fading and that the economy is fading, that Q2 and Q3 earnings aren't looking so good, the market continues to go higher because there's no longer the rational thought process of the individual affecting it. It's just institutional mindset, which is we've got all this money, it has to go into certain classes of assets, And essentially what we're witnessing in the upward drift of the stock market is an allocation scheme of institutions and their trading machines. So the individual is out of the market, and that's probably the worst thing that could have happened.
The very large fund managers, etc., may feel that way because they may be so heavily involved in the conventional market that that's the case. But, you know, you do have funds like the Encompass Fund that's certainly not a giant by any stretch of the imagination, but it certainly is a solid fund that I think feel differently. Marshall, do you agree with the investment philosophy of the giants?
Well, I may agree with the investment philosophy of some of the giants, but certainly don't agree with the trading, the instant trading mentality that's exhibited by many of the giants, whether it's mutual funds or ETFs or the hedge funds. The ETFs may say, well, we're following an index, which they are, but many of these indexes these days have been created just so they could have an ETF that tracks it. It's not like the old days where the index was a S&P 500 or the Dow Jones industrials. So, and the instant buy sell we saw earlier this week with regards to potash, one of the major potash companies in the world, a Russian company, said, "Well, we're getting out of a marketing cartel, and we're going to go our own way, and we may increase production and reduce prices." And the market creamed the entire potash industry, large companies, small companies, producers, near producers, exploration companies, and it was just boom. That's the world we live in, and you have to recognize it, and you may not agree with it, as we at the Encompass Fund don't. We think what we want to do and what we're interested in is investing for long-term capital appreciation, and it's more difficult in the current trading environment, but it is what it is, and you have to recognize it and deal with it.
Okay, there you have it. Opinions from Rick Ackerman, Marshall Barrel, Rob Gray, Corey, and myself. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with Dr. Bud Conrad, Chief Economist for KC Research.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology, the SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. You know, you got to admit, those first three segments that we did with our roundtable folks, I think it's beneficial. It certainly is beneficial to myself because you get more than one opinion on issues. And as listeners are aware, my philosophy is you get as many opinions as you possibly can, and then you make up your own mind. Not that the folks on the panel aren't deserving of having a segment all to themselves, but they all do, and they all have had in the past. I've got a gentleman with me right now who falls into the category of really having, deserving a segment of his own, although we will be doing a roundtable discussion with the folks from Casey Research here in the not-too-distant future. But I have Bud Conrad with me right now. Bud is the chief economist for Casey Research. He is a published author. He's a guy who I've known for a number of years and a gentleman who I have to say I truly respect. You know, Bud, you sent me a chart to kind of prime me for this interview here earlier, and the chart has to do with the difference between the gross domestic product and the direction that it's going in and the direction that it's taken and the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And I find it really, really interesting that the Dow Jones Industrial Average is responding to an extent to the GDP numbers, but not as much as you would think. For example, the GDP is going down significantly right now, as depicted on your chart, and yet the Dow Jones Industrial Average, for the most part, is very, very strong. I'd like to talk about that, and I'd also like you to address the following quandary that I have with some of my listeners. Our investments are as follows. 30% in real estate, 30% in the conventional stock market, 50% in, that doesn't add up, does it? But 25, and then 50 in the resource sector. And the 25% in real estate and the 25% in the conventional market has done pretty well in 2011 and so far in 2013. And the resource sector, even though I am a firm believer and wouldn't even consider diminishing my positions in that sector, in spite of the fact that I haven't done well in it, really hasn't done well. What am I doing wrong, if anything?
Underline that I like your investment philosophy of not being completely dedicated to one thing, and I like the very large percentage to the Natural Resource Center, kinds of things that basically are, we don't trust the government's printing process.
Right.
So in the long run,
I am personally also invested with a similar kind of outlook. And I was fairly bullish about real estate last fall. My calls there have been correct. But if we did get a taper, if interest rates were to rise, there could be some weaknesses for real estate. But if I believe, and I agree with you, that the government is printing too much money, then the dollar weakens, and one of the good protections for the ordinary person is real estate. And as you've questioned how much leverage you put on that, it's one of the ways a common man does leverage himself just by having a mortgage. That's a minor detail. Important thing, I think, is to start with maybe a bigger picture view here to try and understand where things are going. My view is that we had the biggest collapse in 2008 and 9 since the Depression because we had too much debt in the private sector. That was bailed out more successfully than I expected by our government taking on that debt. And the problem I see going forward is the government debt has no backstop for somebody else to bail them out. So I'm worried that we will have another cascading problem like we did in 2008-9. And I am looking very closely in the chart I sent you on the rather tepid growth of nominal GDP, even though the headline said 1.7%. They revised the first quarter down to 1.1%, and therefore, when you add the two of them together, we're not doing that well the first part of this year, and that's what I call government cook-the-book numbers. I don't think it's as good as they say it is, because I think inflation is significantly higher than they say it is. And that leads me to the concern that we could have another cascade going forward where, although the Fed is talking about tapering, I think once they taper and then a stock market were to be shown to be weak, they'd be back at it, maybe even expanding. I don't know what the opposite of tapering is, but going back in with more stimulus and creation of money. And that's why I'm really supportive in the right now, the resource sector that you're talking about. But what I'm looking at is a much more pessimistic view than the traditional mainstream Wall Street commentary about buying and holding stocks. I think there's some weakness ahead, and there's plenty of triggers around the world that could affect it. So that's why I came back to you with a sort of little bigger picture view of all the things that I think you and I do agree on, Al. I think you're a long-term bullish supporter of the resource sector, and I think you're really right to stick with it.
Well, I have to tell you, Bud, I think that anybody who enters the resource sector and, number one, doesn't track it on a daily basis, number two, who isn't willing to stay pretty nimble in it, because it is a very volatile market, there's no question about that. I think if an investor doesn't have those two categories, or doesn't have those two attributes, I guess I should say, they should not be in that sector unless they're in that sector simply counting on other people to handle their other experts, I guess I should say, to handle their portfolios for them. You need to be sophisticated. You need to read all the information you can get, et cetera, et cetera. And then I think when the timing is right, you can do very, very well. You know, and my wife and I have done very well over the years, but there are periods of drought. There's absolutely no question about that. You know, I find it interesting. I got up this morning, and we're recording this, by the way, on Wednesday, July 31st. I got up Wednesday, July 31st, and I was looking at, the various wire services providing information on the markets, and I saw some very, very weak signs in the United States, even though they were painted as not necessarily being weak. I mean, the GDP, great headline, GDP expands greater than expected. Well, yeah, but so what? It didn't expand, in my opinion, in a meaningful way. The unemployment numbers, everybody knows that, though anybody with any sophistication, I guess I should say, knows that the unemployment numbers are nuts. I mean, they calculate unemployment very, very differently than people think they calculate it, in the sense that it doesn't really paint a picture of gainfully, happily, fully employed people. It paints a totally different picture than that, and the unemployment numbers, or employment numbers, basically, they're further proof that you can get numbers to say anything. But I personally, long term, am not at all optimistic, long term, for economic stability and growth in the Western nations. You think I'm crazy?
Yeah, that's one of the major points I was trying to make.
I know, right.
And maybe back up a little bit, Al. I think it's worth bringing up, since we're facing it, the weakness in particularly gold in the last era. I think we sort of figured it out. They're scamming us.
Yeah.
Eric Sprott, a few of the others, Grant Williams, and gee, there's a long list of us now. A couple months ago, I published a fairly extensive commentary
mm-hmm.
that basically starts with, I don't think the gold is all there, meaning in the central bank vaults,
yeah.
as evidenced by the fact that Germany couldn't get for 7 years the gold, a small portion of their gold back from the New York Fed.
Yeah.
And with that kind of a background, I think it's tough to suggest that this pullback in gold means the bull market is over, you should give up, get out, whatever. I think that there's a lot to be said, as published in the Casey report,
mm-hmm.
about the need to protect ourselves and what the governments are doing to us. So I'd say very much stick with your resource investments, stick with some amount of other diversification, but be a little more cautious, as I think the economy may be headed down toward a weaker patch ahead in the standard traditional big stock market investment.
Well, but I have to tell you, I think this past week really showed the validity of what you're saying and others are saying, and that is on Tuesday night I was looking at the far eastern markets, and gold was dropping a little bit. It was down $5 or $6. I got up Wednesday morning, gold was down close to $20, and before the market closed, it had rallied and was back in a positive position. You know, as Rick Ackerman has said on our show many, many times, the sophisticated, intelligent people are now, on the buy side when it comes to gold. 25 seconds left here. I want you to tell listeners a little bit about your book, would you?
Oh, I've had the opportunity to publish with John Wiley, Profiting from the World's Economic Crisis. It's an opportunity you can just buy on Amazon, one of the best sources of a whole lot of information and background on how the system works. And, of course, Casey Research. I work as the chief economist and regularly write articles in the Casey Report. And I welcome any of your listeners to sign up for buy a book or sign up for their service.
I'm looking at a copy of that book right now, and I got to tell you, I highly recommend it, as I do the services. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be back after the top of the hour break with Louis James, also from Casey Research. Bud, thank you so much, my friend.
Great talking, Al.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.